It's the Home Pools and Spas post-game show. I'm joined by Jerry Wood, St. Pius head coach, as they get the 42-14 victory over the Windsor Owls tonight on opening night of the season. And coach, immediately jumping off the page today, Dustin Birch. Quite a ball game for him. Unofficially, 18 carries for 127 yards, three touchdowns, two of the one-yard variety, another one of the six, all coming in the first half. Really the tone setter for you guys tonight.
Well, you know, he's a kind of tone setter the whole off season. He's just a workout machine and lives, breathes, eats football.
And he certainly showed it on the field tonight. And Carson Fisher, first varsity start at quarterback, had an excellent first half, a couple of mishaps there in the second half. But, you know, at that point, the game was kind of, you know, a wide margin there. You guys were sitting pretty comfortable. But what were your thoughts on his first varsity start at QB?
I think he did a great job. Like I said, the first half, second half, we'll watch film. He'll kick himself in the butt and we'll get it fixed.
All right. Michael Bollinger, how nice to see him get some carries late in the game. He seemed very comfortable running the football for you. Six carries, I think, around 50 yards or so. Of course, the biggest run of the night of 26 yards for him before getting an 11-yard touchdown score. But Dustin Burt showed his skills. Michael Bollinger as well. You got Carson Fisher running the ball a little bit as well. And just some good options for you.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to have Dustin Burt back there. And then Bollinger's just that big physical back that we can put in there and give Dustin some rest, and it's a different animal that's running the ball. And then, you know, Carson's in a good situation because we got a nice variety of skilled receivers that know the offense and can get their touches.
Turnover is another big thing that stood out, especially in the first half. Three fumbles, I believe, for the Windsor Owls, including the third one, which Jalen Thornton picked up and ran it 17 yards or so for the touchdown. And that really just kind of broke things open in that first half to give you guys that 20-point lead.
Yeah, that fumble recovery for a touchdown by Jalen was huge, right? You know, and that's him, too. You know, anytime he gets the ball in hand, he's looking for the end zone. Offense, defense, special teams, he's looking for the end zone.
We couldn't quite tell from our vantage point who knocked the ball out of Williams' hand, if at all. Do you remember that play?
I'm not sure either. We'll find it on film, but I don't know.
You just saw your guy picking it up and running
right,
it for
six. Right, we saw Jalen pick it up and like, oh, Jalen's going to try to score. Here we go. All right, scoop and score.
Scoop and score, exactly the phrasing we use too. All right, Coach, another thing before we ask you about next week's opponent that stood out to us was your secondary. Boy, do they cover well.
Yeah, you know, it's a special group of guys, you know, that know football. You know, they're smart guys, they're disciplined guys, and I got to take my hat off to our scout offense. I mean, they prepared our defense. They did a great job this week, and nobody realized how important a scout offense is except for a coach, and those guys worked their butts off and gave our defense really good looks all week.
And I got one more thing to ask you before next week. Two guys that look like they picked up a little nicks here, Marcus Argana and then Dre Townsend. Any update on those if you want to?
No, we'll have treatments in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll come in, see our trainer, and then we'll see. Hopefully everything's good with them.
All right, week two, who you guys got, and what do you need to change about tonight going into that one?
Well, week two, we go up to Bayless next Saturday. We play Bayless at their place. This is their first year of varsity football. We've been playing them JV the last couple of years, and they have varsity schedule this year. Our deal is just get prepared, fix the little things, watch film, and stay aggressive.
All right, Coach Woods, certainly appreciate your time, and congratulations on the 42-14 victory.
Thanks, sir.
Jerry Woods joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Again, St. Pius 42, Windsor 14, your final score.